but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Nippon Girls 2. Came out on Big Beat International in 2014 in the UK. But I had the Ventures with Rambunctious off their first LP, but this was, there we go. But this was the single from the first album, 1960 on Dalton. And we kicked it off Adele Shannon from 1961 on Big Top, Hey Little Girl. Anyway, coming up in this next hour will be this week's song that everybody knows. A tearjerker. We only one tearjerker because this one is, 6.5 minutes long almost. And, in my mind, it's from the soundtrack of my adolescence, but in my mind, it captures the very essence of glam rock. Now I got to mangle another PSA. I don't know. What do you think of that? I don't know. Want me to play pre-recorded ones? Nah. It takes away from the music. Killing two birds with one stone, I read them. And I do my civic duty. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Yeah. It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Everybody's in movies, doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. And some who suffered in vain. Rudolph Valentino looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. Hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made. She was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any. Celluloid heroes never really walk along Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
It's 10:14 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Oop, had that wrong. Oh, I didn't want that to happen. Anyway. Just heard this week's tearjerkers, only multi-award-winning author Darlene Lacey could possibly introduce it, The Kinks. From the Everybody's in Showbiz double album, 1972, on RCA Victor, squarely from the soundtrack of my adolescent celluloid heroes. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Elton John, from the Caribou album, 1974, on MCA, The Bitch Is Back. And I saw Elton on this tour. That was 50 years ago. Oh my God. That's older than some of the parents of the students here at Tufts. Wow. Anyway. I just hope you don't start shoveling dirt on me over here. Anyway, we kick off the first set of the second hour with Diane Renee and Kiss Me Sail, a song produced and written by Bob Crewe, 1964 on 20th Century Fox Records. Anyway. I'm going to soldier on here. Got some stuff that I bought coming up. I bought in yard sales and at the cow pasture and whatnot. Once again, I hope you're digging it. And I'm not going to get snarky. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I fell in love with you. Oh. Wow, I'm so excited about the brand new Alex 2.0. Alex, play me something superior and great.
Yes, that's a no-brainer. I can do that. Let me go through my files. Let's see. Okay, here you go.
In your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby.
Wait a second. This isn't any better than the old Desperate Hours. You know, come on, Alex 2.0. You're supposed to be smart. You're supposed to be sophisticated. You're supposed to be the future of tomorrow.
I am.
Well, then play something that rocks.
All right, here you go.
Emptiness of your closed up mind, I can hear you stop and say, I don't need nobody for myself, only I must think. But listen here, girl, how can you put me off this way? You must think of me to be a plastic, fantastic, elastic soldier. Mary, quite contrary, how can you put me up this way? I see you now then turning away, and I know not what to say. But what makes you think, girl, that you're so fine as to consider me a plastic, elastic soldier? This is some kind of a game that you play. So you keep it up, girl, and you'll soon find yourself alone.
Hi, this is Chris Major, host of Strike the Box here at WMFO. But right now, you are listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex. And if you hate my show, then you only have Alex to blame, since he was one of the biggest influences for me to do a show here. We'll be right back.
It's in the 28 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service announcement from the National Diabetes Educational Program, or Education Program, and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Yes. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in the second set of the second hour. I didn't mean to play the song I played, but I did mean to play the artist. Helen Shapiro from 1967 on Columbia, UK. Stop and You Will Become Aware. So I won't play the song I meant to play next week. From the compilation or best of thing, Face the Music, the complete singles from 1967 to 84, 2020 on Ace in the UK. Well, that's The Champs from 1959 on Challenge with 20,000 Leaves. Well, that The Golden Grass from 1968 on the Key Locker label. Elastic Soldier, I got it from the compilation for A Few Fuzz Guitars More on Digital Music Transcendence 2002. And we kicked off the set. A couple of modern ones in there. The Turtles with a song written for them by Roger McGuinn. And that's right there. Yeah, Roger McGuinn and Gene Clark. You Showed Me, 1968 on White Whale. Anyway, I got some time to make up. Got one short set, one longer set. Now we put this thing out of its misery. How's that sound? He's out of Desperate Hours on WMFO in Midland.
I'd like to take these records, if I may. I feel they would be of invaluable assistance to me in combating the evil in my school.
got telling me what to do. This is my night to play the radio, and I'll play what I want.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. Last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I remember
Bye. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Back me up for the last time are the Hellraisers. And let me tell you what I played this next last set of the evening. Just heard Piero Piccioni from the motion picture Fumo di Londra, Smoke Over London, written, directed, and starring Alberto Sordi as Dante Fontana from 1966. Babylon, I'm Coming. From the compilation Beat It to the Sitter, Volume 2, 1998 on CDHW of Germany. For that, Pan Raw, an unknown title, and I get this from the compilation Dengue Fever Presents Electric Cambodia, 2009 on Minky Records, and because of the rule of the Khmer Rouge, there is no original label or release date, just tapes and some vinyl that they snuck out of the country during that time. For that, the Four Freshmen and The Last Time I Saw Paris. From the Four Freshmen and Five Trombones EP, came out in 1956 on Capitol. For that, the Glam Bond Organization with Oh Baby, track originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1965, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the sound of 65. There's a Bond Between Us combined CD. Came out in 1999 on BGO in the UK. And we kicked off the set, the next to last set of the evening, with The Boys from Chicago and Come With Me, originally released on Destination Records in 1966. And I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid 60s, Volume 4, Chicago. Came out in 1983 on AIP. Anyway, got about 14 minutes to go and a lot of music to stuff in there. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
All alone. There will never be happiness.
We must learn to be happy without it.
Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Almost gone. Yeah, it's almost gone. Where will we be when the summer's gone?
That's enough for tonight. But there'll be tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that. Years of them.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk pop, directing a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-coulda's, and never-worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show, just so the doors from Waiting for the Sun. I managed to get this for my price, which is, a bit less than what the guy was asking, but the thing had been sitting in his bins for like well over a month, and I went many weeks in a row. The Doors from You're Waiting for the Sun LP, 1968, and Elektra, and Summer's Almost Gone, signaling the, well, the unofficial end of summer this weekend, Labor Day weekend. Before that, Le Baroque. They were from the Netherlands, and Summer Beach from Pebbles Volume 15, originally from the Euroform label in the Netherlands in 1966. And we kicked it off with the immortal Billy Stewart and Summertime, the best version, 1966 on Chess. Anyway, be back next week with a lot more other stuff. I'll leave you off with some traveling music that rolled over the closing credits of Kelly's Heroes. And I don't know why I was thinking of it. I actually thought it was kind of a funny movie. You know, as far as war movies, war comedies were, with Clint Eastwood, Telly Savalas, Carol O'Connor, Don Rickles, and Donald Sutherland. So I'll be closing out with the Mike Curb Congregation. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.